3 things that could help your social media presence. Hi, my name is Matej and this is Surviving Art. Make art is simple to understand by making your process transparent. Not by showing boring 2-hour videos of mixing paints and priming canvases, but maybe by sitting down in between the drying coats of paint and speaking about your work. We should be documenting our processes, not by defending our right to have one, but by explaining our motivations with simple language and a good story. Give those who are interested in your work a glimpse into your mind and your process. Document how you clean your brushes, or how you never do, why you use a certain brand of paint or type of canvas, even if it's because it's the cheapest, because sincerity is gold, or just show pictures and write about the books you like to read. Next tip, there is always time for a short piece of content. When you don't have time to set up a video camera, why not take out your phone and make a short handheld IGTV video or Facebook video or even a story on any topic that you like, connected with your art or maybe even just about what makes you tick. Lots of content on the platforms you feel comfortable with is the best way to go if you can't afford to run ads on Facebook or Instagram. Tip number 3. Your work, life, or personality aren't boring, and they surely aren't unimportant. Some people religiously reread a few books that are special to them every year, something I could never do, and the intentions and the drive behind doing so are actually fascinating to people like me, who, after finishing a book, usually toss it away and find another one to read. My point is, even the minuscule things that we do in our lives can be immensely interesting to some people. And in reality, usually exactly these minuscule parts of our personalities give others the ability to connect with us on a personal level. You don't become best buddies with someone just because they like art as much as you do, because liking art is too broad of a subject to be relatable. You get close because you're having or liking these same kind of artists and their work, and only if both of you understand them in approximately the same way. To get there, both need to first share their personal aspirations towards a certain topic and be sincere about it. Otherwise, it's like opening your Facebook newsfeed and looking at vaguely interesting ads about paint tubes. You kinda like them, but you just couldn't care less about them, to be honest. In the end, we shouldn't just be painting pictures on canvases and Fabriano paper, we should be painting mental images onto the minds of our followers and soon-to-be followers. Only then can we ever succeed in expanding our reach to the people who really care and genuinely like our work. Thanks for listening. See you next time on Surviving Art.